Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You need a checking account that makes managing your money easy. Manage it and manage it well. That's where Leaders Credit Union comes in. They offer checking accounts with no monthly fees, no minimum balances, and convenient mobile and online banking. Whether it's earning generous interest with Champion Rewards or you're just enjoying a simple account with Champion Free Checking, they've got you covered. Experience the ease and flexibility of a Leaders checking account and discover your financial champion for life. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to open yours today. Leaders is your financial champion for life. Federally insured by the NCUA. George, I can tell you that the over on the Hall of Fame game bets tonight has officially come in. I told you it would.
So you're telling me what I should have done is gone to one of these like call sheer poly markets and bet the over on John betting.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, poly markets coming to the United States again too, right? I saw that they got their little court case settled.
No idea. I just keep seeing ads for it on Twitter and I'm like.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, again, I've always talked about Kalshi, like it. I mean, your money does grow like 3.75%. So, like, you can just leave it there anyway, and it'll grow like it's a damn banking account. Although, not as good as Leaders.
I was going to say, you could also just go find a good high yield savings.
And that's right.
It does the same thing.
That's Leaders. But I'm going to be betting. So, I mean,
what else you throw out there?
I bet Chargers first half money line with Trey Lance. I mean, it's Trey Lance versus Kyle Allen. Give me Trey Lance.
Yeah.
If we can't beat Kyle Allen, we're done. It's over.
A lot of people would argue he's probably done anyway. Yes. I would probably be one of those people.
And that's, you know what? That's fine. That's, you know.
I wonder how many of those rookies, though, for the Chargers are going to end up playing. Like, are we going to see a good bit of, like, Amiron Hampton? Or...
Yeah, I think he's in there. I mean,
he's probably going to play.
Yeah, he's in.
Because I'd love to see Amiron Hampton is in. Some of their receiving core, like Trey Harris, obviously. I know quite a bit about him and his skill set, some of these other young guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think having Omarion Hampton in that game as well. Like,
whoa. I just noticed this. When did the Chargers sign Mekhi Becton to that O-line?
That had to be a while ago, right?
Was it? I must have completely missed that because that's a stout line.
Yeah, you got Becton.
All Becton, Slater, Bradley Bozeman as well on the tier.
He signed him back in March. Whew. So, yeah, I don't know where you were in March, man.
You know what? It's probably because ever since Becton decided to leave the Jets.
That's right.
I was like, you know what?
Also, Tyler Conklin. Also
Ty Conklin.
Former
as well,
Jet.
Yeah. That one
Charger.
I did know because I liked Conklin.
He went viral for like a slow release. Did you see those videos? Tyler Conklin, like when in training camp, like they were like, this dude is so slow.
He is.
So anyway, he's on the Chargers now. But yeah, they're building a little something. But yeah, I bet first half Chargers money line -110. I'm just a sucker for Trey Lance. What can I say? I just love the mobile quarterbacks in preseason, man. And if he throws five picks and a half, so be it. But I think that Harbaugh will get a little more out of him.
Yeah.
And then I have the game, full game.
And I assume these are just small ones. You're not throwing
I'm not going to get into that.
Multiple units.
You know, preseason is actually a chance. Like you have a better, if you have an edge, you have a way better chance to win in preseason than you do in regular season. A, because you really don't have an edge in the NFL regular season.
True.
Everything is known. They put out rosters. They put out injury tags.
Everything for the entire week at a time. Like it's well covered.
Yeah, exactly. There's no hiding in the NFL. That's the hardest market to beat. Preseason, a little bit different. Anyway, I'll be locked in tonight, 7:00, for the Hall of Fame game. Again, we haven't made it. I think that was your point with Jeff. Like we have not made it. This will come and go. We will not come in here tomorrow and talk about it. We will not come in here. Even if Trey Lance has 300 yards, we will not come in here and talk about it.
We might. We'll probably mention it.
We'll mention
Hey, it happened. It was cool.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Chargers won 17-10, blah, blah, blah. Now it's real preseason. Now, I do think there will be some games in the preseason that we can talk about, like because starters will play, Joe Burrow will play, get some of that. But by and large, NFL preseason is not a great talker around here.
I think I saw Tua also came out and said he wanted to play in the preseason, which I completely understand why he would want to. I mean, he's missed a lot of time over the last handful of years. He wants to get some reps in.
Well, I mean, I think you're seeing that now. Like these teams are getting off to slow starts. I mean, we had Joe Theismann on last Friday, and he was talking about the first 2-3 weeks of the season are now the preseason.
Yeah.
A lot of these teams, so you might as well treat the preseason like what it is. And so that way you can come out of the gate, go 3-1, 4-0 if you have a team, and not be kind of wandering around for the first 4 weeks of the season.
I mean, I know you and I don't get that feeling very often.
I don't know why you're trying to group me in, man. I mean, I think you need to exist on your own over there. All right. We have excitement this year.
So Gino, do we.
Oh, no, you don't. No, you
we
don't.
We love Aaron Glenn.
Aaron Glenn is an NPC. He is a dime a dozen. Dime a dozen.
How many of these other coaches are out here being able to be like, I picked off that guy and that Hall of Famer?
Nobody's talking about the Lions losing Aaron Glenn. They're talking about the Lions losing Ben Johnson. I mean, Aaron Glenn is just a guy. That's the truth.
He's definitely not a Jag.
He's Robert Saleh.
Now that's a little disrespectful.
He's the same guy.
Same guy.
Great defensive coordinator who can dial up some defenses. But can he is he an innovative offensive mind? Is he gonna
No, that's why he took the other guy from Detroit.
Yeah, man. I'm not hopeful about it at all. However, on my side, we got Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly. Now we're cooking with something. See that you see the
Chip
difference?
You see the difference?
Pete Carroll, Chip Kelly, Aaron Glenn, slappy. I mean, it's a little different, man. All right. So you need to exist over there. And I'm gonna be over here.
I will exist over here.
Now, our next guest.
I am very jealous about Ashton Jeanty.
That's right.
I'm very jealous.
I mean, come on.
Man.
You're trying to roll out Braylon Allen. That's your guy.
I'm just gonna ignore Breece Hall.
Oh yeah, that's true. Breece is a beast. He's kind of stuck there. He's imprisoned on that team.
We can't say Garrett Wilson and Sauce are in prison though, can we? After those contracts, they just
they're living good. You're right.
They're making big money.
They're living very good.
Just like Geno.
There is individual talent on the Jets, but they don't have a quarterback.
Geno does make the big bucks.
Geno makes the big bucks, and he's a top 10 quarterback. People can argue with their mama. All right, we'll come back. Bennett Doyle is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies, the Titans, how mid they are. He needs to address this quote from Cam Ward. We'll do that when we get back. Jason and John, I'm just trying to film ESPN.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You hear the sirens?
Yes, sir.
You got to wait until the beat drops for your mic to get on, man. All right. Now we're cooking.
It. Turn that up, George. Let's go.
Now we're cooking.
Rest in peace, Ozzy. We love you.
Dude, his funeral yesterday, the images
sad.
From that. Oh, my gosh.
So sad.
I mean, people die. Breaking news. But his wife was really sad. Like, she was very emotional, as you might expect. And then Kelly had his glasses on.
Dude, she looks just like him.
She does.
And in those glasses, it was, like, eerie, honestly.
She's lost a ton of weight.
Yeah, she
has. She had Ozempic?
I could not. I cannot begin to know.
Would you guess that she's on Ozempic?
I doubt it. Who knows? I mean, I guess all rich people are. So
she has not used it, she says.
Good.
But she does support it.
Okay.
She good. Once upon a time.
As do I.
Did not support it.
Teach their own.
But that's Bennett Doyle. That's the voice of the great Bennett Doyle, who, of course, you can catch on Grassy and be the Gary Parrish Show, Grizz Radio Network. And he did not come alone. He brought reinforcements this time. His son, Noah, is here.
You gonna say hey to everybody? Your microphone's on.
You're holding the mic like
guys.
A grudge. Let's get him on.
Hey guys.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. You appear to have.
Very nice.
Look at this guy. He thinks it's so funny. Yeah. I mean, this is a real job, man. All right. This is my career. You're over here making light of it. It's unbelievable. Get this kid out of here. No, it's good to have you. Bennett joins us every single Thursday here on the show. All right. So, are you? Have you got it approved? To take the family to Berlin?
I am trying my best. I'm trying to start the campaign now. I think, you know, I don't know what we're going to do content-wise when the Grizzlies do the European tour.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm wondering, so maybe I can get, you know, maybe they'll send some people from GCM over there.
I have to believe they will.
I don't know if we're going to do radio over there or not, but, like, If we do, like, Eric needs his guy. Like, I got to be there.
That's
like,
what I
there's
yeah,
no There's
agree.
No doubt about it. I would have to be
oh,
there
that's what I
with
said
him.
Then.
So,
yes.
Yeah, I think that I'm needed there. I think that they should want me there. And I'd love to bring the family, too. So, yeah.
That's right.
All of that sounds great.
No, yeah. I look, I'm making a similar campaign to the Daily Memphian that Drew shouldn't be down there alone. He needs somebody there that can, you know, hold him accountable
mm-hmm.
and be his sort of travel buddy.
Yep.
I think I had a mind sort of an editorial. He needs a colleague for
yes,
support.
Yes.
He doesn't need to be over there by himself. So I've made similar you know, pitches, but I just don't know if you know, those are landing where they need to land. What do you think about it? I mean, obviously this is
yeah.
an effort to you know, eventually expand, and the Grizzlies seem to be a part of it.
So I think that you know, obviously. I know some people are disappointed about not having the MLK Day game in Memphis for only, I believe, the second time since the franchise has been here. And I totally get the sentiment. Like, I wish that it would have worked out where they could do both, but it seems like that they you know, that there was, they had to make a decision.
Yep.
And I just think that this is a really great opportunity for the franchise. You know, we've obviously seen Ja and the love that he's getting overseas. And I just think it's a great way to put eyeballs on a small market franchise, one of the smallest markets in the league, and potentially just gain new fans, like new people that become Grizzlies fans outside of the city of Memphis. I think it's all positive. I think it's a good opportunity, and I'm excited about it. Like, they're going to be showcased that day. It's going to be Grizzlies magic. You know, I wish we could get Desmond Bane back as well, but we'll get him back eventually. That'll be fine.
Yeah.
He'll get his tribute at some point. So.
No, I'm
excited about it.
I honestly couldn't care less about the Desmond Bane return.
Like, okay, good. Like, I was just trying to sound nice.
No, I get it. Like, there are some people that want to give him like the love, you know what I'm saying? But
we're gonna make him a video, there's no doubt. He'll get a video. Yeah. He's a big contributor to this franchise.
Yeah, no, he had some moments, I mean, but he's a replaceable two guard. I mean, I'm not gonna
Yes. I hope so.
Well, that's what the Grizzlies said.
I hope so.
I mean, they said, you know what? We're going to bring in Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and get the same production.
Okay, okay.
All right.
I hope so.
I'm just going with what the Grizzlies are telling me.
Yeah,
so,
and I whack my dad in the head with a huge inflatable straw today.
Noah hit me in the head with an inflatable stick. Yeah, all right, please don't grab a microphone again.
All right, so
thank you.
So did he get the Celsius?
This is the last week of summer break.
And he's going stir crazy.
Yeah, yeah. We go back to school on Monday. Shout out Richland. Now your microphone's turned off, buddy. Stop. Please stop talking. But yeah, we're a little wild right now.
No, it's great. You know, it's great because a lot of people bring their kids in, and the kids are like very sheepish and shy.
Uh-huh, no,
and, you know, you bring your kid in, and we can't keep him off the air.
Right.
I mean, either he's been supplied some form of illegal drugs, or he's maybe got this in his future.
Yes.
It seems like we won't really know the answer until, you know, he gets older.
But, we'll find out at some point.
But no, I'm not really all that worried about. I will say that on the MLK front, like, I thought Wexler did a good job in the statement assuring, like, hey, because
he'll be back next year.
As you know, there is a mounting, justified or not, there is a mounting paranoia in the city limits about the lease and the negotiation. I think a lot of that was unfortunately created by Paul Young when he tried to put a timeline on it that maybe was a little too ambitious to begin with. And then he says he's not going to meet it. And so now you don't have the MLK game. And so ultimately, I think, that's probably this, like, the worst parts of Memphis paranoia coming out.
Yep.
But I think because he said, hey, we're coming back, we plan to do this, I thought that was well done.
And I get it. I can understand that. I think it's probably... I think it's probably unfounded. Like, I would not be worried about anything. I think the Grizzlies are going to sign a lease and be here for the long haul. Like, I'm not worried at all. But I can understand. Like, when there's a timeline put on it, until it's done, people are going to be worried. I totally get that. But I would just say I would not be worried about that. I think the franchise
is
very committed to the city of Memphis.
4 years is a long time.
Yes.
Before a lease expires. It's not like it expires in 2 years and you don't know.
Right.
I mean, if we get to, like I was telling George, like if we get to 26, 27 and we don't really know.
We don't timeline or anything like that.
I'm
sure,
starting to sweat.
It. Yeah.
Okay. But it also seems like, and I honestly, I hate that anybody has to deal with this because it's really a devastating thing. But New Orleans is the team that's being mentioned by media types for relocation.
Yes.
And I would say if you're going to take a team from somebody, take the team from the city that already has an NFL team.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would, because I think New Orleans is probably, and they've shown, they're not big enough to support both. And they're not going to support both. It's going to be, New Orleans people will tell you, well, we've only won two series since 2003. And that's fair, right? That's a fair criticism. But I think we all know when you have an NFL team, you're an NFL town.
Yes.
That's the way Memphis does. The Titans in Memphis they don't play here.
Right.
They might as well play in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if for all intents and purposes, their being in Nashville doesn't help Memphis. It just doesn't. So it's not like Memphis is benefiting from the Titans being in Nashville. You take away the Grizzlies from Memphis, there's nothing left.
That's right.
I think, you know, again, I don't want anybody to lose their team because I think it's really terrible, you know, when that happens to a city, like especially one that doesn't have anything else. I don't know how many teams would even compare. Like, Memphis would go from a pro town to not. Most teams that most teams that lose teams, they usually have something else
to fall back on. That's right. Yeah.
I guess Oakland, but
I know I'm trying to think of like the cities that only have one pro sports team.
There aren't a ton.
There's not a ton. Most have a couple. Yeah.
Yeah, like even if the Pacers, there's the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
I've racked my brain. There's just if you took the Titans away from Nashville one day, which would obviously never happen, they still have the Predators.
Right.
They're just you look around
and the MLS team. Yeah.
I guess Orlando.
They got an MLS team. I mean,
I'm not really counting
MLS.
No.
Okay, it's pro sports.
It's barely.
Okay,
if you took the Magic from Orlando, but see, they have Disney World, bro,
and all that stuff so close. Like they have huge college football games in Orlando,
right?
Like that
it's the state of Florida.
Yeah.
They'll live.
Right.
Honestly, it'd be like if the Jags moved from Jacksonville
to London.
What would happen to to Jacksonville as a city? You're in Florida, but it probably would not be great.
Yeah.
It would probably
get the Gators, right? Like that, everybody, that's Gator country.
Yeah.
What about OKC?
Yeah. If you moved to Oklahoma City,
that's one.
Yeah. That's one where there's not much else.
Oh, San Antonio?
Yeah. They got the rodeo, though.
But again, like those are big states that have neighboring things to do. Uh-huh. I guess the argument, you're not in Nashville, but. It's just, I don't know. I think if Memphis ever decided, if the Grizzlies weren't here one day, it would be really freaking sad, bro.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Yeah, and I don't until it's time, because that's the thing. Worrying about something, this is just, philosophy. Like, you're just wasting your time. When you worry about things, they're either going to happen or they're not. So if you worry about something, that never happens. Think about all the energy and the time that you wasted, mm-hmm. and the emotion that you wasted worrying about something that never happened. And if it does ultimately happen, well, you still wasted that time because you were worried about it before it had happened. Don't worry about it until it happens.
That's it.
That's easy to say, but I think, if I could do it, I would like to do it. I would like to only worry about things until they happen. I think as parents, we can't quite do that. We worry about things, proactively because we try to see the vision a little bit.
Yep.
I tell you what I do worry about, Ben.
What?
I worry about Memphis Athletics.
Why is that?
Because they're stuck. Mm. I don't think we've had a chance to talk to you since the Big 12 thing. I think
Have we not talked about that?
I don't think you were off last week here, right?
Yeah.
You had stuff going on. So yeah. I don't think we caught up last week, which is when all the Big 12 stuff broke. And I got to tell you, obviously these dances with the Big 12 have been happening for, it feels like a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And every single time has been the same result. But this one felt increasingly embarrassing because you offered the best deal, a deal that I honestly never would have conceived Memphis could offer.
Yeah.
We're still told that.
I know when that report came out, it was like, wow, this kind of came out of nowhere. Like I didn't even realize that they were, frankly operating at that level. Like that was a ton of money, over $200 million, dude. I think.
And it was sponsorship. So it wasn't cold hard cash.
I know that. Yeah,
but it was still it's like, hey, we'll give
promised.
You,
yeah,
yeah, and I think and you can kick us out. And the biggest thing was because I think they tried the sponsorship thing before with the Big 12 with the championship game back with FedEx and stuff. That wasn't new. What was new was that they were willing to take no money,
right?
For 5 years,
right? Yeah. I mean, I was definitely, frankly, surprised the Big 12 would turn that down. I wish that the report would have never gotten out there just because,
right.
It looks kind of embarrassing for Memphis, but it shouldn't be looked that way. I mean, at least locally, I would not look at it that way. I would look at it as,
right.
Man, respect to them for trying. And that's, again, that number was very surprising to me and made me very optimistic about what they're working with at the University of Memphis. Like, I came away from that thinking, okay, like, this did not break our way. It needs to break our way before the dust settles on conference realignment.
Yep.
Because I think, in 5-10 years, we're definitely going to be looking up at the haves and the have nots of college football, and it's just going to kind of be done. And, and the schools that get left behind are just left behind for good. But I think when that time does come eventually, and we're in this, world of, 2-3 power conferences, I feel pretty optimistic about Memphis being on the right side of that, just because, again, they're operating at a completely different level than obviously every single team in their league. It's not mm-hmm. even close. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of, frankly, like, even some of those schools in the Big 12, dude, like, who's operating at a higher level, Memphis or, like, Kansas State right now?
I do think Memphis would get its ass kicked in football in the Big 12.
I'm just saying, as far as the level that they're putting into their athletics.
I wish there was like a detonation button that we could press and we just blow up everything. We blow up every league that exists, right? SEC, ACC, Big 10, Big 12. We blow up everything.
Yep.
Everybody starts from like where they're at.
Yes.
And there's like a draft.
Memphis going to be on the right side or the wrong side?
They're 100% going to be on the right side.
They're going to be on the right side. Yes.
If you blew it up.
Yes.
I truly believe that. But, you know, these decisions were made decades and decades and decades ago before Memphis was what it was today. Like, we had Dan Wilkin on the show earlier today. Mm-hmm. He said a number of things that I'd like to broach with you. But one of them was that when he left Memphis in 2010,
mm-hmm.
like, Memphis football was perceived as a complete joke, that it was a coaching graveyard.
So this is pre-Fuente? No.
Pre-Fuente. It was like the last year of Tommy West.
Because when did Fuente get here?
2012 was his first year.
2012, yeah. Okay.
And that it was perceived as this coaching graveyard. Nobody ever wanted to be there. And in 15 short years, it has gone from that, where a loser, perennial loser, to it is just baked in every single year Memphis is going to win 8-9 games.
Yes.
Like that, in 15 years, it's gone from that.
Right.
That is amazing. So I think, yes, between the investments, between the brand, between all those things, if you blew it all up and started over, I think Memphis would be on the right side, but there's no blowing up. In fact, there's only going to be a contraction.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be the SEC and the Big Ten. And Dan, you know, I asked Dan, all right, what about the ACC? And he said, I think, you know, holding out for the ACC is probably not very smart.
Because what did he get? Like, what were his
reasonings? His reasonings were, we didn't get into the ACC piece of it.
I would think that the first thing that comes to my mind when it comes to that is that it's the academic thing. With some of those schools like Stanford, like Duke, like Cal, they're just going to turn their nose up at a school. Like, we're not going to be in a league with that school, which is frankly, like, you look at what's going on over that university and go over to that campus.
Yes.
I think they're looking at Memphis. They're looking at Memphis 20 years ago.
That's no question.
You know what I mean?
Well, how many of these presidents have been here, right? I mean, they haven't. They have no reason to. He mentioned elitism. Memphis faces elitism when it comes to the academic piece of it.
Yeah.
Even though they have come a long way. Carnegie won, you know, R1 University.
No question.
And then he talked about their perception, as a rogue school when it comes to NCAA, which I got to say has been earned over many, many decades. It predates Penny. I mean, we're going back to Dana Kirk, bro. I mean, Dana Kirk. What's my guy, bro? Why am I blanking on his name? He had the relationship with the student. Tick Price.
Oh, yeah, Tick Price, yes.
The Cal, and obviously, you know, Penny. You know, Penny has had his run-ins.
Yes.
So, look, that's what we do, all right? I can't sit here and fight against that. Now, you know, were there some instances where Memphis was probably picked on and tried to be made an example out of? Absolutely.
Definitely never given the benefit of the doubt.
No, and I don't necessarily think they should have
been. Because of past transgressions, right?
But he said, that's a problem, you know. And then I think he mentioned with the Big 12 specifically, they would have had to take another team because they would have been uneven if they took Memphis. So maybe just adding Memphis wouldn't have been a net negative on the mm-hmm. revenue piece of it. They could get around that because you're not giving them any money.
Mm-hmm.
But they would have had to take another team to balance it out.
And then the pie gets stretched more thin across all those schools.
Yeah, like when SMU...
I think if you did the math, I think it was what? Like the payout would have ended up being like maybe $2 million per school. From Memphis to those Big 12 schools.
Right.
And frankly, like, that's not like $2 million isn't nothing, but in the grand scheme of things,
that's like a bathroom renovation.
If those schools have their, you know, doubts about the University of Memphis, like, is $2 million going to persuade them? Maybe not. Yeah.
I don't know if there's any amount of money that would do it. I mean, and that's the problem. Mm-hmm. Like, when the ACC added SMU, you know, we're deathly worried about getting poached. We have to do something. We have to defend ourselves here. And they still had, it still took three votes, three rounds of votes to get SMU in, and they were paying to get in. And that was when the ACC was desperate. The Big 12 is not desperate, you know, not right now. I think from their perspective, they feel like they're in a very strong position. Mm-hmm. They can wait out the ACC, see what happens with North Carolina, Florida State, et cetera, and then they can kind of make their move. So I think it was just all of these things, just timing, perception, elitism, all these things working against Memphis at a time, you know, when it couldn't be more obvious. They got to get the hell out of the American.
No question. I mean, like, where would you look toward?
I would beg the Big East, and
so you would separate basketball.
Dude, I can't allow Memphis basketball to languish in this league.
I totally get that. I mean, it's hard for me. If it's your only choice, if it's either stay where you are now, or, you know, basketball goes to the Big East and football goes to what, the new Pac-12?
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily know that. Like, honestly, I'd have no problem with keeping them in the American. But the American may say, you don't have a home here if you're going to take basketball. I don't know. Like, I don't know how the American would feel about that ultimately. But I would be just as fine to keep Memphis football in the American. I don't think it's, like, that bad of a football league. Because you got Tulane, you got Army, you got Navy, you got UTSA. You know, that's kind of comparable to Boise State, Washington State, Oregon State. It's not – now, I don't – the option stuff is kind of brutal, like, every single year with those two teams. But, you know, again, I think it's workable. I don't have to go to the Pac-12, but I have to split basketball off. I have to go take some money and throw it at the Big East and bribe them is where I'm at.
Man, I just – I have never been in favor of splitting up. But I want everyone to be under the same umbrella.
But what options are you – I mean, dude, Memphis is the only program in the country that loses juice the later in the calendar.
I get that.
Like, I mean, that's insane. Most time it builds up. You get more excited for March Madness. Memphis loses interest from January to March.
I'm thinking now, turn that down, bro. I'm thinking now, for me, I want to see what that new Pac-12 looks like when they get that whole thing started, how it looks on TV,
right?
How competitive the schools are and stuff like that, and see if that's – because I think that if it goes well for them,
right,
then they're without question going to expand more. There's no doubt about that. Well, right? There's like eight schools, right? Like, they will expand more.
That was
more.
Just the bare minimum to get a TV deal.
That's it. And so I think that is one that I'm obviously keeping my eyes on if I'm the University of Memphis, and hopefully, you know, that league becomes, you know, what people think that it potentially could be.
Yes.
And maybe it's something you revisit.
Well, we're talking a bit at Doyle here in studio, Grind City Media, Grizz Radio Network, alum of 92.9 FM, ESPN. The point I made for going, like, the biggest point and the biggest, like, accomplishment that I think you could have by going to the Pac-12 if you're Memphis football is I think you consolidate the group of six in a way, because now – right now, in the current format, you can see a world where Memphis wins the American. I'm not saying they will, but you can see a scenario where they do. Boise State wins the Pac-12. Boise gets in over you because maybe they're ranked a little higher, their metrics are a little better, the American's not viewed as highly as – I'm just saying, like, that's if Memphis goes over to the Pac-12, they're going to control their playoff destiny every single year, because Memphis or Boise is going to be the best team, right? Group of six, because that's just because you damage the American by leaving it, and you make it weaker, and then you strengthen the Pac-12 by you being there, and now it feels like, all right, all roads go through Memphis or Boise, and they're going to get a head to head every single year.
And like with that Pac-12, like, it got my antennas up when they had when all the conference commissioners got together over the what was the big meeting they had over NIL recently, because there's the new law that's passed. And they all got together to discuss this and included the new Pac-12, right? Like, they were a part of that.
Yeah.
And so that kind of made me be like, okay, they obviously still consider this a real brand.
Look, Oregon State and Washington State were Power Five schools.
Yeah.
I feel kind of bad for them. Because those are the schools that, like, had the bite of the apple with the Pac-12 with its autonomy for so long, and now they've been kind of put on their ass. Like,
yes,
they have no home. You know, they like that's tough. That they got thrown out like DJ Jazzy Jeff.
For sure.
You know, at least Memphis has never tasted it.
Right.
And we're I feel bad for them because those schools have real fans. I mean, I know they're out in the middle of nowhere, but like Washington and Oregon State, like.
And listen, I totally understand the like the travel thing has been brought up, and I totally get that. Like that is a that's a huge thing to try to. To try to deal
to
with
overcome.
If you're a school like the University of Memphis.
But it's just football, though. It's not,
I know,
like, I'm not sending
I know.
Every school, every sport over there.
And again, we got UCLA and USC, you know, going across country to play, what 11 a.m. football games every year now. So,
I mean, like,
they can figure it out.
To me, it's like choose your hard.
Yeah.
Because it's either going to be hard to be in the Pac-12 and travel six times a year in, across time zones, or it's going to be hard for your basketball program to continue to just suffer and have no juice and no momentum and no interest. For 3 months of the college basketball season,
right.
So it's like you got to decide, man. You got to choose. I actually think it will benefit Memphis more to go to the Pac-12. Again, I don't know how receptive Dan seemed to think the Big East would be receptive to basketball. He seemed to believe that because it would help their tournament, you know, aspirations. It's actually, believe it or not, not been that great a league the last few years because you got Georgetown that's down,
Villanova's down,
Villanova's been down.
Yep.
You know, you got DePaul's perennial bottom feeder.
Yeah.
Providence hasn't been relevant, you know, the last couple of years. Butler's fallen off way hard. So, you know, they really do need a shoring up of that middle to the upper tier in the Big East. And I think Memphis would achieve that. But again, anybody's guess. There was one other thing that Dan mentioned as he was getting, it's like he lobbed a grenade. Maybe you've heard GP talk about this, but did you know that Memphis could have hired Kelvin Sampson in 2016?
No.
Like that's what Dan said.
Wait,
when they hired Tubby, they could have hired Kelvin, and he wanted it
because he was still
He was still at Houston. He'd been there for 2 years. He had not gotten it rolling.
It hadn't
quite
gotten
yet,
going yet. That's
it was
right.
Trending, and they had not yet invested the way they've invested now. He didn't have the new arena. Didn't have the, and he wanted the job. And Memphis instead.
I don't think I knew that.
Oh, I wish I would have never known it.
Oh, I mean.
Kelvin Sampson is the best coach in the sport, bro.
He probably, yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true.
He's the best coach in the sport, and he could have been at Memphis. Now, who knows how long he would have stayed? You know, I don't know. Maybe somebody else would have hired him.
He wouldn't have.
Somebody would have probably picked him. But still, like, you know, we probably could have got a Final Four out of it, you know, in 5 years if he'd have been here for 5 years. I don't know. There's some information that I would just be better off not knowing.
That's interesting. I didn't know that either.
You know, like that song with "If You're Creeping, Please Don't Let It Show."
Uh-huh.
Like the whole idea behind that song is I don't want to know. Oh, baby,
yeah.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I didn't want to know that. I didn't want to know that.
I like where we're at.
I'm all in on Penny, man.
I like where we're at.
But I just would have liked to, you know, in the interim.
I like that we have a good coach that is not going anywhere.
I get it. And you know what? Like, I say this all the time. You know,
it's just a tough. Like, if Penny Hardaway didn't have ties to the city of Memphis, I don't think he would. He would have been gone. He would have gone somewhere else.
Well, he would have probably. Yeah, he would. Well, that's true. Well, also, he might have been fired if he didn't have ties.
I'm just saying, like, the level of success that he has had here. I know it's been up and down. I'm saying just consider the level of success that he has had here.
Yeah.
He would have gone somewhere else.
Well, I don't know.
If he didn't love that university.
He did. Like, people, he had two top three recruiting classes, you know?
Like, another school would have come trying to get him.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Well, I just say, like, if ever Penny decides to step away from this, that it's not worth his time anymore, which I think is always a risk. Because he could do, he doesn't have to do this for.
That's true. Yeah, he doesn't need it.
He's
right,
he's a
doing
billionaire.
It as a service to his university and his city.
And
that's right.
Since he's taken the job, it's gotten almost unquantifiably harder than when he took it.
You ain't kidding.
And so I just know that when he does decide to do that, and it will be on his own volition, he will not be fired here, and nor should he be fired here. But when he decides to do that, I don't know if Memphis fans are prepared for the level of coach that they're going to have to hire.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a dude from UNC Asheville.
Yep.
I mean, it's going to be. Dude, Texas A&M had to hire the Sanford coach.
Yeah, no.
That's
be thankful for what you have, though. There is no question about
because
it.
Because the next coach, yep. I guarantee you, whoever it is, he might have more tournament appearances. He might be able to make it sweets. I don't know. But he will not have the juice that Penny has. He just won't.
That's right.
He won't have. He probably won't have the ability to schedule the teams that Penny has been able to schedule.
Right.
He will not have the access that Penny Hardaway has. Those are huge things. Those yep. are huge things that that matter in this day and age. And you know, again, I'm not saying that the next coach can't be a good coach, but he won't be the celebrity. You know.
Right.
He won't be able to get the things done that Penny can.
Right.
So. Anyway, you're a celebrity, man. Thanks for coming
You're a celebrity. I thought we were going to talk Titans. I mean, training camp's What's underway.
I mean, I think your quarterback summed it up very well yesterday when he said we're very mid.
Well,
which I think is I didn't want to bring up the whole AJ Brown trade again. I mean, I think you've relived that one enough.
It's easily the worst trade in Titans history.
I think it's in the conversation for worst trade.
I mean,
ever.
It got a GM and a coach, or it got a GM fired.
Deservedly so.
Yeah. He got a GM fired, literally based on that trade alone.
I mean, it was everybody knew it at the time.
And Vrabel was 1 foot out the door.
Well, yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. He was done after that. I will never forget draft night because they have the camera in the draft room. And just Vrabel's look of disgust, and he throws his arms up. And it's just, and the thing is, the thing about it is our draft, like, you know, I root for Arkansas is the team that I root for in the SEC, kind of, right?
Right,
I've always, you know, I got family that are big Arkansas fans and stuff. And so I was actually trying to talk. I was like, I actually like Treylon Burks. Like, I wouldn't have traded A.J. Brown to go get him. Never. But I actually liked the guy. And so I was trying to talk. And he just, I mean, just the injuries completely robbed him of any chance of having a good career.
Yep.
He was injured his entire Titans tenure. You know, the stat that everyone's been talking about, A.J. Brown's had more Super Bowl appearances than Treylon Burks has touchdowns in the NFL. And just the most insane thing about that is the Titans are one of the only franchises. Like, if you just look around the league, dude, they have, I would say, in the history of the Titans franchise, probably, you know, the worst receiver rooms of, like, any franchise.
Oh, yeah, easily.
You know what I mean? They have always been looking for that star receiver. And so you finally get him and you trade him. Like,
you didn't want to pay him.
Insane.
And now he's a Super Bowl champ.
Insane. Got it derailed.
He's been to two Super Bowls.
Still reeling from it. It's crazy. Save us, Cam.
A lot to put on that young man.
Yeah. Please save us, Cam.
He's got to heal the wounds that he didn't create.
We're just looking for growth and improvement this season. You know, I want to be in that.
There's a lot of room for it.
I want to be in that offensive rookie of the year discussion.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm looking for. We're looking for this year.
Ground floor, ground zero. Good place to start.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, I just turned FM ESPN.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation.
Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Summer of 1,000 Engagements ends this Saturday. It's your last chance. Don't wait. Save up to 40% off all diamond jewelry and engagement rings. And this is just simple. Two birds, one stone. One diamond stone. With any purchase of $999 or more, you get free diamond set earrings. With any purchase of $24.99 or more, you get a free Yeti Tundra. Again, that's $24.99 or more. Howie's got a bunch of options for you. You're going to spend. You might as well get, you know, a little happy, right? A little happy like a Tundra for yourself. Another happy for your girl. Diamond stud earrings. I mean, this is the best time to do it. If you're going to buy some jewelry in the future, you know you're going to have to. Get over there this weekend. It's the last week, last weekend, last chance to save up to 40% off diamond jewelry during the Robert Irwin Jewelers Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale. See store for complete details. Bigger, better diamonds, better prices, Robert Irwin Jewelers. Five locations are online at rijewelers.com. Thanks to Bennett and thanks to Noah Doyle for joining us on the show. I love it, man. That kid has grown up, man. I remember when he was born. He took it was so long ago that Bennett was a producer of our show, and he took paternity leave from our show back when he was doing our show.
Noah, I met Noah when I was doing a couple games up at the Forum last season. Noah doesn't even remember anymore.
Crazy. It's crazy how easy they forget, man. I told Noah, I'm like, I don't want to hear the excuses, man. Lock in, bro. Lock in. If you don't remember me just because you were small, like, lock in, dog. It's going to do it for
Start
us.
Start investing.
Yeah. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Bennett Doyle for joining us on the show. Thanks to Dan Wolken for joining us on the show. And thanks to Drew Hill as well. Jeffrey and Company up next on Miss It. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising.
But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.